read an account about the author A.J. Jacobs, a self-described secular Jew who wrote A Year of Living Biblically. Have you ever heard of that book? In his effort to live as the Bible instructs, and in, for his context, it was the First Testament, not the New Testament, he hired a chantez, I think that's how you say it, a tester to ensure that his clothes were not mixed of wool and linen, that they were to be single fabric. That's out of Deuteronomy 22. He didn't speak the names of false gods, including Wednesday or Thursday, because they hearkened to Woden and Thor, Exodus 23. And he grew his hair in accordance with Leviticus 19, and many other things. His account depicts the sacred text as comical and irrelevant. Even so, he found he could not dismiss them either. So he met with others weekly to discuss those texts and to try to draw meaning from them. This moved him into community and altered his way of relating to others. It also caused him to consider the possibility that there just might be a divine creator. In the end, Jacob described himself as a reverent agnostic and said that studying the Bible is not like studying something like sumo wrestling. It is more like wrestling itself. In thinking about Mr. Jacob's story and about that portion in the Timothy text where the writer says, "For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, not having it or but having itching ears, and they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths." I was struck by a connection. In the one account, Jacob, we have a skeptic engaging with the Bible. In today's text, we read of believers projecting onto the Bible. The one, while not naming faith as such, found himself worked on by the Word. The others, while claiming faith, worked on and projected onto the Word. The one, in what appeared to be honest inquiry, came to insight and discovery. The others, insisting on their own desires, rebuffed inquiry and wandered into fables. When Jacob began his engagement with the Bible, he did so with a literalist's perspective. He focused, as did the Pharisees of Jesus' time, on the letter of the word, paying no heed or having no concept of the spirit of the word, capital W. It was when he sought the word's meaning that he discovered the spirit of and in the word. And the spirit-inspired word engaged him, and his posture changed. When we use the word to defend our views and interpretations and ways of thinking, we run the risk of using the word instead of seeking the word. We treat it like a treatise that validates us. We forget that it is a God-breathed, living, animating word, always speaking. A word that is to work on us, not we on it. That's the wisdom of Lectio Divina, divine reading, inviting the word to read us. We're going to take a little venture into Lectio next Sunday. So in pondering all of this, I started to wonder about our times, this time of tribalism and self-validation. We certainly see this dynamic playing out in the interpretation of our Constitution, do we not? Folks reading into it for their own validation, their own position, their own desire. But we also see this, sadly, within our own denomination and with Christianity writ large. Folks reading into scriptures for their own validation, and we're all susceptible to this. And when we have this posture with scripture, It's tempting to dismiss or demonize those whose validation counters ours. The writer of Timothy warns us about this and tells us to hold steady and allow the sacred writings to instruct us. In verse 15, just before the passage that was read, 15 and 16, he says, hold to the sacred writings that you will, that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture scripture inspired by God is another reading, is useful for what? Teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training into righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for good work. The writer goes on to say that scripture is inspired, God breathed. Therefore, the word teaches, admonishes, corrects, leads us into righteousness, to right thinking, right relationship. We're going to be sailing into rough waters as a denomination in the months ahead. And the implications of this tempest is going to start to break in upon us at the local level. We'll be hearing more about this as the days to come. The wisdom of 2 Timothy gives us good words for such times as these, both in terms of our wider political and social fabric, and also in terms of our own denominational identity. Whether while navigating the waters of disruption and uncertainty in the broader scheme of things or within our own individual lives, I encourage each and every one of us to embrace the book of Timothy's advice. Hold steady. Endure the uncertainty. Focus on God's word through humble, honest inquiry, and let the God-breathed word of God work on you, on me, and shape us so that all that unfolds, we will be people who will be able to do God's work, God's good work, whatever it be. Shall we say amen to that? Amen. 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 I invite you now to come and or to stand and sing more words from the Wesley Brothers.